Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Parents Kids Music on this beautiful Wednesday here in May. This is Ian Eisenberg here in New York, and along with us, Jay Logan will be joining us shortly. What a beautiful day to talk about music, about the relationships people have with their parents and their kids, and just where music is, you're exposed to music in your lives. Where have you listened to that song for the first time ever? Where do you find out about stuff? Is it from the TV? Is it from your friends at school? Is it from the internet? You know, it's just very interesting just how things continue to change and continue to be progressive in being able to listen to music. And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Jay Logan. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, Ian. How are you doing out there in NYC?
You know what? I'm all right. The sun came out for 5 minutes a few hours ago. It was a big surprise, but now it's back to being this dark, gloomy overcast. It's April showers bring May flowers. No, it's April showers bring May showers bring June flowers. That's where I am. How about you?
That's fine. It's a little overcast here out here in San Francisco Bay Area. We had 2 days of rain, and it's kind of odd because usually at this time of year it's spring and we don't have that type of thing going on. But definitely all the pollution is out the sky and the air is clear. And so I'm looking forward to some summer days coming up this week.
Very cool. Very, 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 very cool. So before you joined, I know we were talking a little off the air before we started about maybe the technology of music and where it is going and how far it's come and what's next. Like, Jay, I know you were talking about a little bit about LimeWire earlier. Like, here, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, LimeWire, as most people know who are internet savvy, it's a internet site where you can download free things, all kinds of things, programs, data, and usually music. And that's what our show is about, music. This coming past winter, LimeWire was sued by a group of lawyers in the music industry. They settled, I think, a week ago for $105 million. It's a peer-to-peer file sharing service. And me and Ian were talking off the wire about LimeWire. And I was wondering, Ian. I was wondering if any of the LimeWire monies that the music industry acquired will be distributed amongst songwriters, because that's what it was about. The songwriters weren't getting their publishing, so I'm wondering, you know, how that's going to work and if that's going to work. And I think LimeWire.
Jay, my guess is it really depends on who initiated this lawsuit. Was it the record labels? Was it the two major publishing bodies, which our guest Monroe Mann spoke about last week, being ASCAP and BMI? Was this spearheaded by the writers, or was this spearheaded by just lawyers representing these music labels that, really, it's like because of technologies like LimeWire and Napster and even iTunes and legitimate thing that allowed music to be acquired on the internet basically made the record labels an obsolete business, at least how it's been forever, to the point where it used to be, okay, we have this product, we have this recorded music. The only way you can buy it or have it is to buy it from us at our record stores or through the mail, and we get to set the prices. And that doesn't exist anymore. So I really, unless it was the songwriters themselves that were involved and they were the ones who the lawyers were speaking for, I don't see much of that compensation happening.
I believe the Recording Industry Association of America is the company that filed the lawsuit. And so I think that's the RIAA. Actually, the RIAA how I get my gold platinum certified albums that I have, and they put a certification on the album, but I never received a cent. No, I'm just playing. But they put a certification on the platinum album for all the artists, and so that's not really the songwriters. You know what I'm saying? It's not really the songwriters.
Yeah.
So I want to see how that works out, Ian, because it would be a shame if the songwriters don't receive a share. And I think half would be good. Let's give half to the lawyers and half of the $100 million to the songwriters and publishers that are struggling out here. And then just take some of it and make an internet site where there are free songs, where new artists can put their songs up, and it's totally free and marketed properly, you know. So it should be some free music out there, you know, for people who are trying to make it. It should just totally say, you know. Because the bad thing about this is LimeWire was a platform for unknown artists to get their music stolen, which is great for unknown artists because you want the world to hear your music. So I don't see anything wrong with it. People want to give their music away free. I don't see anything wrong with that, you know. So there should be a platform anywhere where artists, and even known artists, Ian,
I know, it's just amazing to think that you have a lot of words, even like you have someone who they've had that hit single, they might be a one-hit wonder, or maybe they had a successful string of albums at one point of their life, but they're just not that big star anymore. Like, what happened there? I mean, the fact is it's like most of, like, I know every year, I'm not sure if it's Forbes, who publishes a list of the highest earning performers that are no longer with us. And usually at the top of that list, you have people like Elvis, and you have people like the Beatles, and you have all this timeless music where they're making more money than most average people do, and they're dead.
Right.
It's just